Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, going to continue our conversation. Of course, we had rule changes coming on mortgages that came down January 1st. We've touched on that a little bit. We have also talking about the Bank of Canada recently increasing the prime rate or the overnight rate, the amount that they charge the banks to kind of get their money. It went up a quarter point. So 25 basis points or a quarter of a percent. That will have a ripple effect for people who have variable mortgages and also for people who have HELOCs, home equity lines of credit. And we've touched on this before in the past, but this is where people could see an impact in their pocketbook.
Absolutely. The prime rate has increased. Your home equity line of credit rate has increased. Generally, Dave speaking, on a home equity line of credit, people are generally paying 0.5% over prime. Sometimes I see them paying 1% over prime. Sometimes they get a really bad deal and they pay more than that. If you have a home equity line of credit and it's a balance that is not going anywhere anytime soon, and what I mean is if you're not going to be paying the thing off in full in 6 months, I would consider the option of saving some money on the interest and converting that into a fixed rate mortgage. What it's going to do is it's going to drop your rate off the hop. It's also going to allow you to make a principal and interest payment and pay that home equity line of credit off in a mortgage sooner, saving you way more money. Now, I had a call from a gentleman this week who heard that the Bank of Canada prime was going up, and he called me and he said, "I listened to you on your show, Carrie, and I'm that guy that's on the hamster wheel."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, and he said, you know, we have a line of credit, we put our kids through post-secondary, and the line of credit doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and we've pondered back and forth about doing something with the line of credit for a long time, and I think it's time now with this last rate increase that we should actually look at something and come and see you. And he said, "I have a quick line." And I said, "Well, how much interest are you paying on it?" And as he was looking up how much the interest he was paying on it, Dave, he said, "You know," and I said, "How do you like the bank that you're dealing with?" And he said, "You know, I've banked with them since I've been 13 years old." Mm-hmm. And he said, "My parents bank there. Like, it's just been a generational thing in our family. And, you know, they've taken care of us, but lately I feel like they haven't been." And he said, and while I'm looking this up, could you tell me what I should probably be paying on my line of credit?" And I said, "Well, you know, you should be paying prime plus 0.5% is what I would expect. So your prime rate went from 3.2 to 3.45%. You should be, you're under that." And he looked it up and he said, "Well, you know, I'm sure that I've got a better deal than that, because like I've been there since I've been 13, Carrie, mm-hmm. and now my kids are through post-secondary. So do the math. Like, this isn't, you know," he might look like a spring chicken, but he's probably not as spring chicken as you might. You can only imagine if you've got kids through post-secondary. And he goes, "What in the heck? Prime plus 1.25? Carrie, I've been banking there since I've been 13 years old." And it was like his heart sank. So I said, "I would do a line of credit. I don't know him from Adam." And his own bank, who he had his whole life savings with. And he said, "You know, furthermore, I had my investments there and then I switched them out because I could make so much money elsewhere." And I said, "You know, specialty area can get you specialty results. And that's what I do as a broker." And he was sad because he was paying prime plus 1.25% all this time. So he was paying for sure 0.75% more than he should have the whole time he put his kids through post-secondary at his own bank, Dave.
See, 0.75%, people go, "Oh, 0.75%. That can be big, big money.
Tens of thousands of dollars over a long period of time. Like, you just don't understand what you don't understand. And so I told him about the Carrie Cardinal mortgage that I have that I can lock in for a 3-year or 5-year term at really good rates with no fees, no refinance fees. And he said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "You know what? I want to give him one more shot. I want to call them and I want to go see them, and then I'm going to give you a call back. And so if this is you sitting on a home equity line of credit, whether you love your bank or hate them, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, we need smart, savvy, mortgage paying off advice rather than just spinning wheels on a home equity line of credit, which leads me to think about January being refinance season.
Yeah.
People say, what is a mortgage refinance, Carrie? You know what a mortgage refinance is you take your existing mortgage, you increase it. You might pay off debt with it. You might do renos. You might do something with the extra equity in your house. You're limited to 80% of the value of the house. For example, if your house is worth $400,000, you can borrow up to $320,000 on a mortgage refinance. Now, if you already owe $300,000, that's going to leave you about $20,000 worth of room.
Mm-hmm.
If your credit is in moderate to good condition and you have some equity, you're paying more than 3 or 4% on other debt or a home equity line of credit. Folks, with rates rising, this is the time to refinance. I just finished one for a really nice couple. We did a mortgage of $217,000. I paid that out. They were paying 3.84% on it. Had a $15,000 loan that cost them about $400 a month. That was over 7%. And a $20,000 line of credit, which was 6.5%. These payments were adding up to $2,100 a month. They were to the point where they just wanted a little bit of breathing room.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's you. If you want some breathing room, I put this together. We did a $260,000 mortgage at 2.99% for 3 years. I brought their payments to $1,144 a month.
Wow.
And that saved them $956 a month.
Wow, wow, wow. And boy, what would you do with nearly $1,000 more in your pocket?
You know,
every month.
It's life-changing. It's stress changing.
Mm-hmm,
because if you've been feeling the financial burden of the bills, once you get this cleaned up, it feels, you can't really explain it until you've walked in those shoes and actually paid off that debt and went to bed at night and went, I don't have to worry.
I was going to say, how does a good night's sleep feel? Do you
priceless.
Know what I mean? And that's a big part of it. You're not sitting there and don't have this running through your head and worrying about, we're going to go from Peter to pay Paul and juggle this and then we should be, we'll have to delay that. Instead, just knowing that, we're good.
Right.
And just being able to fall asleep.
And if you decide that you want to pay that mortgage off, let's say in 10 years, I'll sit down, we'll put together a plan to pay the sucker off in 5 years, in 10 years, whatever your financial goal is, I can do that.
It's Carrie Cardinal Mortgage. And of course, they need to call you, Carrie Cardinal.
Yeah. And you know what else, Dave? Sometimes people miss the show or they get me at the last second. They say, man, I wish I could have listened. Come on to Facebook, Carrie Cardinal Mortgage Broker. You'll be able to listen to the show, catch it, and maybe share it with your kids, your friends, and your coworkers so that you can show them how to save money with their Carrie Cardinal Mortgage.
Fantastic. Great chatting with you again.
Thanks, Dave.
This has been The Mortgage Show. Carrie Cardinal, my guest. Their website, carriecardinal.com. And again, to hear those other shows back in the past or get updated and share them with friends, go to Facebook, look for Carrie Cardinal Mortgage Broker. You'll find everything there along with updates on what these impacts and rule changes and interest rate hikes are going to mean to you. That'll all be on the Facebook site. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time around.